Zoom hooked up. So take a deep
breath and let it go. Breathe. I need to see you breathe. Wim Hof.
And we're very excited to be joined by Wim Hof. We've been talking about Wim Hof now for a couple of weeks after discovering his breathing method. He has a book, The Wim Hof Method. And here he is. Wim, do you read me?
Yes, I do read you. Yes, sir.
There he is.
How are you? I'm Dan.
I'm Jake.
The guy with the beard is Jake. You got Blake over right there. On. You got Julie. She's the one with the bun.
Hello. I'm the girl.
Hi.
Very excited to talk.
People.
Very excited to talk to the Iceman. He
that's me.
Yes. Pretty amazing story that you have. Very, you know, I think a lot of your life is how you perceive it, how you determine that it is. And it feels like you're a guy like that who deals with the mind over matter. Would that be safe to say?
Yes, and I proved it in Detroit as the first study to show in brain scans psychology over physiology. It's a new study, and it's going to be the future when the mind plays a much bigger role to fend off physical stress just by using the mind. I have shown this. It's all new, but it'll come into a global healthcare and mental healthcare. And that is going to make really a big difference. And you know, where I found my answers is in nature, not in books, but in nature. And then I brought it to records and television and lots of documentaries and challenges, and then into science. And when science comes, speculation is gone. So here I am.
This is Wim Hof joining us here on The Ticket. Saw a documentary about you from Vice a couple weeks ago, and that's whenever I just really got taken with really your whole life. How did you start down this path of trying to find different ways for human beings to take care of not only their body, their soul, but their mind?
Yes, exactly. The body, the mind, and the soul. Those are things that a lot of people talk about, but don't know really what is going on in there. They can't guarantee happiness, strength, and health in the world. And when you see, look at the world with a lot of disease, wars, and tension, and depression, and all that, then I think it's not healthy. It's not happy. It's not strong the way we should be able to guarantee our children those core values. So I went into nature, and let me tell you, I found ways, because nature has the answers. But then I brought it to science. So they injected me with, for example, a bacteria in my arm, and where thousands could not resist the bacteria having a big reaction on the immune system, creating fever, headaches, and all. In my case, it was zero. And then they said, but you are the Iceman. And I said, no, I can teach this to anybody else. Then they gave me 12 people, and they had 100% score as well within a couple of days. We have forgotten and disconnected from our deeper physiology, the way nature meant it to be. And I'm here to bring it back, to hand it over, to share something which is coming from nature. And especially now, in these times, it's needed. There is a way to regulate your mood, absolutely, and to suppress inflammation, the cause and effect of disease itself. It looks like big words, but I did the studies.
Now, if you were to watch your videos or read your book, are you saying that is that just like if I was one of the 12 people that you took in, or would I be able to get as much knowledge from those outlets as I would if I was with you?
Yes, if you take it really, they say I'm a very good motivational man and I inspire people, but that is only, so feel it. And they ask me sometimes, Wim, what is enlightenment? They talk, and I said, hey, but all Bibles and Korans are written on enlightenment, and I got to say it in one sentence? Okay, that's what I'm saying. But I base it in science. So there is actually no speculation about it. We are bound by birthright to be able to guarantee ourselves happiness, strength, and health, which is the immune system, the endocrine system, and the metabolic processes in the cell creating energy. And we have shown this in science. So there is no discussion. This should be out in the open. And I challenge any scientist to prove me wrong.
We here on our station are bound by some rules. And I just don't want anybody to miss your message. So the BS, right. The BS word, if you could just say BS.
We're a little more uptight in America when it comes to language.
The United States, we're not allowed to say that word.
Listen,
they'll cut it out, and that will cut some of your message out. So we don't want to do that.
But you know, in Texas, I love. I got people who daily. You know, I love. As friends in Texas. And Texas is a land of cows and bulls.
Yes.
So yeah, they still all better say.
Yeah. Well, you could say bull.
Right.
The other half of that word is the one that I don't care. I'm fine by it all.
No, this
is...
I got you. I want to be correct.
Yeah.
Sure. So the thing is, my message is really positive, out of love.
Yeah,
I want to bring back the core values in the families. The family is the cornerstone of the universe, and it should be the values or the core values of that should be. We should be able to guarantee happiness, strength, and health in our families. This is my message.
That sounds like a great goal to achieve if we all could. So your bullet points on your resume are really impressive. Of course, the world records you have, 26 world records. You have the longest time swimming under ice. You've already detailed how you were infected with the E. coli bacteria. You go past the perceived limits. But
yes.
How do you know, this is what I'm wondering, how do you know that you aren't going too far? For instance, you wouldn't try swimming in lava, I don't think, unless you think your brain could somehow make your skin impervious to that kind of heat.
Yes. I always follow my intuition. My intuition is stronger than my logic. It is able to sense things you cannot perceive by normal thinking. And our normal thinking-based science doesn't go as far, because we have problems in the world with inflammation, now with COVID, for example, and we can't seem to solve this besides of matters outside, vaccinations, pills, medicines. And I say we innately have much more potential inside. I went into nature, followed my intuition, and I came out there with knowledge and new insights, went into the university and then showed that I went past perceived limits of modern medical science and in the history. For example, I showed how to influence deeply into the autonomic nervous system, which was considered to be impossible in medical science. I proved them wrong. I also showed how to go into the immune system much deeper than normally was considered to be possible in medical science. So then they said, yeah, but you are such an anomaly. You are the Iceman. You go into the extremes. And I said, no, what I can do, I found in nature, I can pass it on to a random group without any experience of what I'm doing within, say, 4 days. And then I took them 4 days, I trained them, and then 4 days later, they were in the hospital, and also 100% score defied all the insights up till then stated in medical science for humans to be able to tap into. And that's a fact. It's a fact now that inflammation can be suppressed much better than thought possible in medical science. And we showed this, and it is published in the best of papers, scientific papers, in the PNAS, for example, Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences, which is in America, in the university books, I am. And there it shows that the autonomic nervous system and the immune system suddenly can, yes, be influenced, which has changed the perspective completely. And we have to investigate more into this. I'm trying to bring this out, that we, on a natural basis, are so much more capable to control potential insight that is able to tackle modern problems like depression and inflammation.
For sure. This is Wim Hof. He is referred to on his Wikipedia page as a Dutch extreme athlete, but certainly he does much more than that, as he's explaining here. I have to think that part of the reason that you did some of the world record attempts and some of the spectacles for television was to draw attention to your larger, wider, exactly, holistic method, message. So I did want you to tell these guys about the world record that was set for the Dutch TV show, swimming underwater, and why ultimately you did have to be rescued after you broke the record.
Yes, I lost sight because I had no experience before swimming under the ice so far. So I began swimming, and then because I had no goggles on, my retina, you know, the cornea on the eye, it froze. I got a blurred vision, and I could not find the hole. So I kept on swimming, survival mode. And it was an amazing experience, actually, because I was breathless in my shorts, under a yard ice, and swimming, but never feeling agony of drowning. I just went on and on and on until I almost fell asleep, like unconscious, but no pain, no agony. Then I was grabbed by a diver. I had done twice the record distance, and that was the rehearsal. So he brought me back to the hole, the 60-yard hole. He brought me back, and when I took a breath, and then I said, where did I go? But I did it. And in that split second, I knew I had defied death. I had conquered the concept and the fear of death. And that was amazing.
So for people who want to use your methods, obviously you have a YouTube channel. What amount of time, because I think a lot of us have gotten into this in the last year and a half with isolation and quarantining and just depression and anxiety. What amount of time would you suggest the average person dedicate to, be it your methods, meditation? Like, how do people take care of themselves properly on a daily basis? Because we all have very busy lives. So how do we go about that?
The investment of time you get into this is by far the outcome. The outcome is so much more. So it has been proven in the university. If you do the breathing exercises, which takes about 10 to 15 minutes, then you alkalize the blood. The pH goes up for the rest of the day. And when the pH is up, your performance is a lot better. So that's an investment to make the right biochemistry going. 15 minutes, I say, because it's also very meditative. You get in to deeper realms of the brain than in deep meditation. This is through the breathing techniques. They really go into the brainstem. And that's amazing because you learn to consciously connect with the deepest of our brain. And let me tell you, if you are able to go into the deepest of the brain, where else can you not go? You see, this is what you learn with 15 minutes of breathing. And I say to the people, just try it once, because feeling is the real understanding. And then you see within 15 minutes, you get a hold over your biochemistry. You become the alchemist. And then a cold shower. A cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. You go into the shower anyway. So why not make it a cardiovascular fitness workout? That's the cold shower. We got 70,000 miles of millions of little muscles around our capillaries, arteries, and veins. And they are activated, optimized by going into a cold shower. Then the heart rate goes down if you do it on a regular basis to, say, 20, 25 beats a minute, 24 hours a day. Heartbeat goes down. That means stress is gone. And energy levels go up because the millions of little muscles around the capillaries, arteries, and veins are being stimulated. And thus, the blood flow gets a lot better to the cells. And then you get a lot more energized, oxygenized nutrients and vitamins into the cells. A lot more energy. So a lot more energy, a lot less stress. That's what a cold shower does. And I make it simple. Cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. Even the doctor does it.
Wim, I love a hot shower. Can I do all of that without the cold shower? Because I feel like you had me,
man,
at the breathing method
like
I'm into.
Yeah, man. But I don't like warm showers. I like hot showers.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that okay, too?
Yeah.
Can I go hot?
Yeah.
Okay. That
man, take the damn cold, take the cold shower and try it out. Just 5 days. 5 days.
5 days.
5 days, 30 seconds. Come on. You can do it.
Oh, 30 seconds? Well, now we're talking. It's just,
no, yeah,
you're wanting to take one of the joys of my day away, but I suppose if you're saying it'll improve the rest of my day.
Yeah, and he said he wants you to take a hard shower. Like, it needs to be difficult, not hot. And it's weird, Wim, they'll let us say damn. It's just,
yeah,
there's,
damn
there's
is
very
okay,
random what words right, we can and don't. But yeah, you're fine there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Are we good?
Sure, yeah.
We're good to wrap it up.
I feel like I have new life instructions.
Yeah, hopefully maybe we could do this again sometime, but we will direct people to your website, or excuse me, your YouTube page. Just search Wim Hof. That's pretty easy to spell, correct? And
yes.
What's Wim? Is that short for something?
Wim? Yeah, on a whim. I do anything on a whim.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Could I?
You know, Wim is from William.
Okay, I didn't
know. I'm actually William the Conqueror. I want to conquer all the hearts of the world, bring happiness, strength, and health.
That seems like a very high goal, but you seem to achieve goals that you set for yourself. So I
yes,
don't doubt
sir.
You.
You will see within 2 years now, I set a new goal. I'm reaching like 100 million people now, but I will reach billions of people within 2 years. You will see that.
How long do you think you'll live? Do you predict that?
Oh, that doesn't matter. Every day I live, and every day I always say I die once a day. Do something that distracts your ego, and then, wow, now I know what life is from feeling. Yeah, you feel it. And that's what I do every day.
So I have one more request for you. I don't know if you can see this up here. I was going to ask if you could read this. Can you see that?
I don't see nothing at all here.
Oh, you're not looking at the Zoom? Okay,
no.
I'm sorry. Well,
I
would.
I am sorry.
You're on audio only. We are all looking at you, and you look great. You look fantastic. You have a great beard. We bow down to your greatness. I would like you to identify yourself. So say, hi, I am Wim Hof, the Iceman. And I would like you to say, I never listened to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
Oh, right. Okay. Hey, guys, I'm Wim Hof. I'm the Iceman. And I never, ever listened to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Enjoy your day.
Right on.
Great to meet you.
Right on, guys. All
see
the
you,
love.
Wim.
And
that is Wim, the great Wim Hof. Go check him out on internet. It's 1:30. This is The Ticket. The Ticket.